This is KERI News. I'm Dua Li Saikau-Tau. Today, loved ones of Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan end a 21-day quarantine. Louise Tro, Duncan's fiancée, and her three family members have not become sick. In a statement released late last night, Tro said she continues to mourn the death of her beloved. Tro also said she prays God will bring healing to all in the community. At Our Lady of Fatima Church in Fort Worth, the hometown of Nina Pham, one of the nurses who contracted Ebola while caring for Duncan, attendance was slightly down at Sunday's morning mass.
Chúng con cầu xin Chúa,
xin Chúa nhận lời chúng con.
This Vietnamese Catholic church off Lancaster in East Fort Worth is normally packed, especially for morning mass, but some stayed away fearing direct contact with family members of Nina Pham.
It's a public fear. A lot of people don't have a medical background, so they want to be safe, so I don't blame them for that.
Nancy Nguyen is the church choir director. In a traditional dress called Ao Dai, she waves her hands to direct church members in the usual hymns.
Vì Thiên Chúa, người hùng vĩ và trần đang ngợi khen.
Nguyen says she's not afraid of Ebola, and now that Nina's been transferred to the National Institutes of Health, she's even more confident that the 26-year-old will get better.
She's going to recover. Definitely. Trust in God and trust in the medical field. I mean, they know what to do.
Another church member, Tim Pham, no relation to Nina Pham, says he's not concerned because Ebola is not an airborne disease.
I believe in, you know, science. I believe in technology. I believe in America. You know, you gotta have faith.
That was Reverend Jim Coy's message to the congregation, too. He also reassured parishioners that the last time the family was in direct contact with Nina was in August, 2 months ago. Every day, he talks and texts with Nina's mom, asking about her daughter's health.
She's doing well now in Maryland, and she can walk, she can smile, and she's kind of improving.
The Reverend was very excited to see Nina laugh in videos released by Presbyterian last week.
I'm very glad that she smiles and she can joke. Yeah, she's very brave. Yeah, very brave.
Dallas County's Emergency Response Chief, Judge Clay Jenkins, calls Nina Pham and Amber Vinson, the other nurse with Ebola, heroic healthcare workers.
This community needs to be supportive of our healthcare heroes who are going through a difficult time. There are a few people that are acting inappropriately. Let's be helpful to everyone. Let's treat our brothers and sisters as we'd want to be treated.
He reminds the public, quote, if you didn't come into contact with the bodily fluids of Thomas Eric Duncan, Amber Vinson, or Nina Pham, you don't have Ebola. Dua Li Saikau-Tau, KERI News.